welcome to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Gus Olympitis. He's the president and CEO of Family Express. Gus, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you.
So, Gus, I think most of our listeners know Family Express, but for those who may not, tell about your company, Family Express.
Well, Family Express is a Northwest Indiana-grown entity that started close to 50 years ago and has grown to be a chain of 75 stores throughout Northwest and North Central Indiana.
So I know you're passionate about energy security and reducing our nation's dependence on imported petroleum, in part because of your son's military service. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I can give you a little bit, or I can give you a lot. This is a big deal for our country, and our family is no different than a typical American family. Mm-hmm. Almost every family has a direct or indirect connection with the necessity for us to defend freedom, often in faraway places, and often at great cost in terms of life and treasure. And energy dependency on external sources is at the core of some of the conflicts. Some would argue most of the conflicts, certainly our presence in the Middle East and, mm-hmm. and our family, like many, many others, was impacted by one of our sons having to serve, which he did proudly. But at the end of the day, it illustrates the reality that energy independence can avoid conflict. Sure. And can avoid loss of life and treasure for everyone's family, directly or indirectly. Mm-hmm. So the time that our company made a bold step in support of biofuels close to 15 years ago, our country was exporting close to $500 billion a year in wealth to places often far away from our shores, and often to countries that just were nice to us.
Sure,
certainly.
Sure.
They acted as though they were not nice to us. And here we are today celebrating energy independence to a great extent. And it's a wonderful thing for our country. It's a wonderful thing for our economy. And we have, to a great extent, been able to ascertain this envious position in the world stage by virtue of pursuing all venues of alternative energy, biofuels being very important to us, and I can get into that because of mm-hmm. where we happen to be located, but wind and solar and bio, anything that is relatively clean by today's technology standards and domestic is good by us.
Sure.
As long as it's American. So it's kind of the brief history.
Mm-hmm.
Our company made an obvious first step by supporting E85 long before E85 was institutionalized, and we have continued this journey with unleaded 88 and essentially supporting renewable energy to the extent that we can.
You know, and you really have been a pioneer, not only here in Northwest Indiana, but in our state. And we're just, you know, very proud of all the efforts that you've done that. So let's talk a little bit about your customers and how they've responded to these fueling options.
So in short, biofuels are doing fine because they're supposed to be doing fine.
Right.
It's a cleaner fuel. It is a local fuel.
Absolutely.
To the extent that the Hoosier economy is sort of entrenched in the agricultural sector producing corn, and we have what appears to be a tremendous amount, an infinite amount of water that is very important in the production of ethanol. And we should be doing well, which is probably why we're doing well. And I think it's a natural progression. If anything, now in the Midwest, with Lake Michigan, frankly, breaking records at the point where erosion has become a major issue.
Absolutely.
Yes. Is so well positioned to continue to facilitate the production of fuels that make sense for our country and make sense for our environment.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've always reminded people that are not in the space as much as we are that the vast majority of the corn that we produce goes into food, not ethanol. Only 20% of the corn goes to ethanol. 80% of the corn that goes into ethanol is returned back to the marketplace in feed and other forms. So this is a win-win for our country and win-win for our state and win-win for our economy.
So how can our listeners learn more about Family Express and some of your other sustainability efforts?
I'd say what's important is not learning about Family Express. What's important is learning about biofuels. I would say the simplest thing a listener can do is just go to a store that offers biofuels and try it in your car.
Absolutely.
Try and let it 88 and see if anything bad happens.
Well, I'm a testimony to that because we use the E88 every fill-up that we do, and we appreciate Family Express at our local Family Express having that available for us. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Gus Olympitis, President and CEO of Family Express. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.